I'm the one who was quoted saying that actually. In actual fact, what I was saying is Mr. Thabane was forcefully removed from his premier position by the people who were supposed to protect him. As he is an old man, he's 83 years old, and he had already indicated that, no, guys, you have to check among yourselves and then give me the name of the person whom you will want to succeed me, because I want to retire though my tenure in the office expires in 2 years to come. So these people conniving with our executive committee, which is NEC, which I'm the member of, they connived to say, no, let's hold the budget, the national budget, meaning let's not pass the budget so that the country will be in dire situation of lack of funds, so that we can compel this old man to step down now. That is what caused all the problem.
I am not sure if the former prime minister has been charged, but if it is true that his supporters are making these threats against the new prime minister, wouldn't this be blackmail?
No, there is nothing like that. Actually, the charge was a scapegoat for the current prime minister in connivance with the commissioner of police here to topple the old man. There is no case like that. This matter charge that they are talking about occurred even before Tom Thabane could be the prime minister. For the past 3 years, why didn't they investigate the same case? They brought this issue when they wanted him to step down. Not that the old man shouldn't go to the court. No, we are not saying that. We said the two processes of taking somebody to a court must be followed.
Do you mind sharing with us some of these dirty secrets about the prime minister?
There are many, sir, we can talk about them. There was one successful business Mosotho man here in Lesotho who was successful. So during his tenure while he was a PS, they forced that gentleman's business to collapse. And that collapsed made many Masutu people to suffer because they couldn't get their money. And that money, we need to know where that money is. It's one of those things I can indicate. Actually, we didn't point the finger at him as a person. We only said, we know the dirty linens, the wrongdoings of everybody in Lesotho here. Even the current prime minister, we know what he did, which offended people here. We know the past prime minister, Ndatemo Sisidi, what he has been alleged of. We know what Ndate Thabane is being alleged of. None of those people were ever taken to court. That's what the statement meant.
Some of these people who are threatening to reveal the so-called secret about the prime minister, could it be that they are bitter because they did not get positions in the new government?
No, the person who's supposed to be bitter is himself, because he doesn't even qualify to be the prime minister.